This is Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path. I'm Molly Dyer. The date of today's episode is March 30th, 2022. This is the first episode of season 3 on Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path, and it's the 97th episode altogether between all three seasons. I'm nearly at 100, bitches. The episodes of this podcast have been downloaded nearly 236,000 times. I think there might be a celebration and merriment for the 100th episode, and possibly a tattoo. No, and absolutely a tattoo, or two, or three, or four. If you're listening, wherever in the world you are, this tumultuous world, I hope this finds you safe. I have listeners in the Ukraine, mostly in Kyiv. And if you can hear this, just know that there is magic being cast for your protection just about every minute of every day for most of the witches I know. And trust me when I tell you, I know a few. Each one of them has pledged of their own volition to continue strengthening their spells of protection for Ukraine and her citizens until this is over. And we wish you comfort and peace. My guest today is a brand new friend. I have a new friend. I found this deck online in the comments of one of my posts. And my friend and basically my family here at Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path, Amy Blackthorn, commented on a post I made about gatekeeping in tarot and how it sucks, yada, yada. Her comment was, and I quote, "Natalie Meraki's mood tarot is my new favorite thing," to which I thought, huh? So I looked up the deck, fell head over feet for it, and ordered it on the spot. And how did I not know about this fucking deck already? So I thought, I'm gonna ask the creator of this deck for an interview. And we've become rather chummy since they came in the mail, my deck, that is. This was literally over the last 7 or 8 days too. So things work fast if you're in Aries and in Mollywood, let me just tell you. And let me warn everyone with sensitive ears or kids within earshot that if you don't want to hear dirty, dirty swears and curse words, it's about to get pretty fuckword up in this bitch. You've been warned. So press pause and save this for when you're not shuttling your elderly grandma to her canasta game. My guest today is Natalie Meraki. She is the creator of the Tarot Mood Deck, which I will talk more about in just a moment. But it's cheeky and rude, and as described on the box, disgustingly relatable, which is true. And as per Natalie herself, they're plastic, and so you can spill your bong water on them. She's also the creator of the Mood Oracle, which is a companion deck for the Tarot Mood. She's also the creator of the Young Witch Tarot Deck, which, like the Mood Tarot, is based around the images of the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot Deck that we all know and love. It's a learner deck with reworked line art and coloring and memorization poems to help people, and especially young people, learn the magic of tarot. I'm not done yet. She's also the creator of the Words Against Humanity-esque kind of card game, Love, Light, and Go Fuck Yourself, which sounds hysterical, and I think there's one of those in my future. And she's also the author of the children's bonding book, The Shiny Bee Who Fell Out of Place. And there's more available for pre-order right now, the tarot deck called Maxwell's Rainbow Tarot. So cool. It's artwork done by her son, Maxwell, in, to quote her website, a 78-card Rider-Waite-Smith tarot deck by a 6-year-old who loves rainbows. I'm going to have to pre-order. It's a small deck made for little hands, roughly 3.5 inches by 2.75 inches. And I did math, by the way, Natalie, because that was fucking millimeters on your website, just so you know. And it's on a cardstock, she said, that makes it easier for little hands to shuffle. And again, I'm going to have to pre-order this deck, even with my giant, can you see my giant ham hands? They're huge. So I'm super excited about this interview today. So please help me welcome my guest, Natalie Meraki.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hello. I'm so excited to have you here. This is like, we have this whirlwind friendship that just sort of happened, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We connected over comments, which has happened a lot. And also,
we're basically Tina Fey and Amy Poehler at this point.
At this point, yes, I think. Can I be the cool mom?
Yeah.
I'll get to that later, by the way. Talking to Amy Blackthorne, who's been on this podcast so many times now, like I said, she's kind of witchcraft off the beaten path family, along with Mortellus and my friend Maven LR5. Amy is, as she and I discussed, when somebody says, you know, I know a guy, everyone thinks of Amy, because
I saw that. It's so funny.
Amy's not a guy, but Amy is the one who knows the people and the she has the connections, and Amy's fucking brilliant, and I love her so much. And
I love her. Yeah, she's
Blackthorn's
great.
Protection magic just came beautiful. Out.
Yes.
Yeah, she's wonderful. We went camping once. It was fun. Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it was fun. So let's talk first about the whole reason that I found out about you, and that's because of the comment Amy made on my post about the Mood Tarot deck, which I'm holding in my hot little hands right now. It comes in a really cool hard box. So if you're a weirdo like me that likes to take tarot cards in your bag or in your pocket, whatever, it's like the biggest cigarette box I ever saw.
Yeah, I call it a cigarette box.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. I literally, I showed my husband this the other day. He's like, what do you mean they're plastic? And I said, you'll see what I'm doing now. I'm like, honey, they're waterproof.
Yes. And you just dipped it in water, literally.
I dunked it in my coffee cup. Exactly. So what is this cardstock that they're made out of? It's amazing.
They're PVC.
No shit. Mm-hmm. So it's not like coated paper or anything.
No. There is an option for coated paper that they say is waterproof. It's cheaper or whatever. But I was like, no, I want plastic cards. And you know, in the video for it, which is on my YouTube, Tarot Mood, throw them in bong water. I spill my bong water on them, throw them like
spaghetti.
Yes, throw spaghetti at them. Right. See if spaghetti sticks. I've got a picture where it's supposed to be like a reading. You know how when sometimes people do those readings in the group where they do like a 20 card reading and they're like, yes, is he coming back to me?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I exactly. did this the question.
Yes or no question.
Come yeah. The question was, should I bang my girlfriend, my boyfriend's girlfriend or something like that?
Yeah.
And it was just like the cards spread out and there's like just every card in the deck. There's a cracked egg. There's little crystal penises. There's a blender. There's like all this is because this is the reading you can do with this deck.
Yeah. Listen, so let's talk real fast. I want to just digress because my brain digresses. Do you sell little tiny crystal wangs on your site too?
I do. Only fluorite. Yep. I have a little perfect one right now with a little rainbow stripe and a yellow tip.
Nice. All right. And do you have a kit that comes with one of those or did I dream that?
No, I have this. I have a pack, which is like, the tarot deck, the oracle deck, my dot grid journal, which is the design from the deck, and a little peen and a nom fuck stay sticker. I created the term nom fuck stay and put it in the Urban Dictionary.
Nom fuck stay. What is the definition on Urban Dictionary?
It's something like, it was a long time ago, but it's something about like the fucker in me season recognizes the fucker in you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to get an eyebrow tattoo of that.
No, yeah. Right. Yeah. And then I have the Devil's Uno sticker, which is the Devil's Uno Club, which is what we call tarot in our little tarot mood group. And so anyway, there's that pack, which is like, I think like $65 or $70 or something and pretty cheap. And then there's the super fan pack, which has all my decks, my books, my stickers, my pins, like everything. And that's, I think, only $175. So
we're going to talk about each one of those things because you're a fucking marvel. I think you're like, are you a superhuman in some way? Because
I'm an Aries too. That's what's going on.
Listen, I totally.
You're like, you totally don't even know.
All right. So I want to talk about the cards in your deck. I've pulled some out that are my favorites. These are some of my favorites. So I want to go through some of these. So it's a very cheeky deck. It looks like the Rider-Waite on first glance, right? But then you find out it's based around the Rider-Waite, which most decks are. Some go the route of completely deconstructing it or completely reinventing the wheel. Now my new friend Natalie here took the deck, kept most of the main imagery, right?
It's the exact, I used the public domain line art and then recolored it.
Right.
So it is the exact imagery, which I think is important in a learning deck because, and I only do, I call it edutainment, education, entertainment.
Yeah.
I only do learning decks because, or Rider-Waite exact decks pretty much because I just think it's so important when you're learning to see all of the symbolism that, you know, that when, especially when you're in groups, sorry if I'm going on too much.
No, please. It's a podcast.
Okay.
Go on, please.
But when you're asking for help in groups, you know, stuff like that, you, if you're all talking about the same deck and the same symbolism, then it makes it a lot easier.
Right. So I always tell people that ask me, what's the best deck to learn on? And they want to get like the Santa Muerte deck as your first deck. I'm like, yeah, maybe that's not the greatest first deck for learning.
Right. It's an art deck.
Yeah, that's an art deck. The Rider-Waite Smith deck is the standard to which all, pretty much most other tarot decks aspire to be and adhere to as far as the imagery and things like that. So the fact that you use the Rider-Waite Smith deck as this is perfect because, like, so one of my favorite, I have to say, one of my favorite is the Three of Cups. Because it has thought bubbles and speech bubbles and stuff, and like the maiden on the left, and if you're not familiar with this card in the Rider-Waite Smith, it's three maidens or young women holding aloft their chalices, which are the cups. It's Three of Cups, like they're toasting. The one on the left says, let's have a party, and the one on the right says, okay, but don't try to les out on us like last time, Heather.
And I did a little extra thing for it too on my Instagram that has like a little, goes into it a little further. And it says reverse the card means that it was videotaped.
So like that's one of my absolute favorites. And I feel like, I feel kind of like Chris Farley right now with Paul McCartney going, do you remember when you made this card? Do you remember when you made the yeet card? Yeah, the Eight of Wands has yeet because they're flying through the air. I love that. And then the...
And it's the Eight of Dick Sticks, by the way.
The Eight of Dick Sticks. What are the suits in your deck?
Okay, so I've renamed the suits. We have the Dick Sticks, which are the wands. The Crybabies are the cups. Mm-hmm. And the mind bullets are the swords because, like, I don't know if you like Tenacious D at all.
You have no fucking idea how much of a Jack Black person I am. Yes, I
awesome. Absolutely. Of course,
and
you are.
With mind bullets. I got that immediately. That clicked immediately in.
And then the pentacles are devil cats because there was this little devil meme cats. That I came across on the internet and I got permission from the artist to use in the one card, the Eight of Devil Cats that I used it for. Mm-hmm. But it's a cat licking its butt and it's got its leg up in the air and they figured out that it's in the shape of a pentagram.
Yeah.
And my daughter was like, what is this little devil cat? She was like eight at the time or whatever. And so I always would call pentacles devil cats. And so that's what it's called. It's totally like anybody who doesn't know this story is going to be like, okay, whatever.
Is it Wicked Clothes, maybe, or I don't know what it is. They have a t-shirt that has the devil cat on there with
nice.
I think it's an inverted pentagram too, isn't it?
I think so.
And I have to mention this one too. My probably absolute favorite card in the whole deck is the Eight of Cups, where the guy's turning around and goes, fuck it. Because also, I think I'm right about this. Anytime there's a crescent moon in any of the images, you put a crescent roll there instead of a croissant.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking brilliant.
I changed all the moons to croissants.
I love that so much. And also, you know, like baked goods are my love language. But I also love how they're not all called, like the Empress isn't called the Empress. She's Mom. And that's M-A-W-M. Yeah. And there you go. That's her. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. What was your impetus to making these cards? Are you just a funny person?
I think so. Like people, I don't feel funny. I feel tragic.
Oh yeah, I know.
But people think I'm funny. But like, I was just like learning about the cards. You know, I've been reading tarot since about 2012, but you know, you're always learning. It's mm-hmm. just an art form. And so I was listening to this YouTube video, and it's like a 2-hour YouTube video on like that, where this guy goes through every single card.
I've watched that.
Isn't he like, I find his personality, like his quirkiness, like so refreshing and like comforting. Like, I just love, like, something about the way he talks was triggering these funny thoughts in my head. And so it started with the Page of Wands. When he was describing the Page of Wands, I was thinking, let's go get that dick. And so
let's go catch some dick, sis.
So I took a screenshot and I wrote it with my finger on there. And then I started thinking of a few other ones that I thought were funny, and I would screenshot and write it down. And then I posted just those crude screenshots with handwritten stuff on them into a couple of tarot groups. Like, at that point, I wasn't even in any groups. Now I'm in every single tarot group. But I was like, well, where do I share these and see what people think? And so I joined some tarot groups, and people were loving them. And they're like, where's the deck? Where's the deck? And so I just started making one for every one of them and made a deck.
How long did it take you to finish this deck? I mean, like, the artwork for this deck.
No, the artwork was easy because, like I said, I used the public domain line art.
Oh yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, okay, so
start from scratch.
It was hard with the Young Witch because I did completely redo that line art. So that took me, like, especially the King of Pentacles, which, you know, is just like solid, like just black and fruit and leaves and everything. Like, that took me hours and hours and hours. But the mood deck only took me like 6 months.
Wow. Really? Oh mm-hmm. my God. That's amazing. So when did you publish it? Was it 2018?
I believe it was 2019. I think we made the group 2018 and the deck came out 2019.
Okay. And this was all crowdfunded as well. This was was it a Kickstarter?
Yes. I've done 6 Kickstarters now. Every single one has been successfully funded.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I know. I'm like, just like, I don't know. I'm kind of like, the first Kickstarter, I was so damn nervous.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, whatever, let's start. Let's go.
Did you think at first you were like, nobody's going to fucking give me any money for this? Oh my God. And you went above and beyond your goal. Did you not?
Yes, I think I've doubled my goal on at least on every single Kickstarter. And, you know, I thought, well, I've got about 20 people that I know that will buy this. And that's still about the same. Every time I do a Kickstarter, I've got about 20 people that for sure I know will buy it.
Yeah.
But Kickstarter brings me a lot of people. And then also when I get shares on Facebook, that really, you know, drives a lot of people to the Kickstarter.
Right.
So it ends up working out. I really love Kickstarter. I can't believe that, you know, my 6-year-old has $7,000 right now sitting in his Kickstarter, you know?
We're going to talk about Maxwell's Rainbow Deck in just a minute because I have to have a copy of that.
That's
really, really cool. So we're going to get there in just a minute. What about the Companion Mood Oracle Deck? Dick.
Sorry. See, that's what we call him in mood too. I need to invite you to the Tarot Mood group because we call decks dicks there.
Please do, because I just did it on accident. The mood oracle deck.
Perfect.
The mood oracle deck. How did that come into being?
So I just thought that it would be a fun project after I did the mood tarot to do an accompanying oracle. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I just looked at my other oracle decks. I only have a couple, but I just kind of took out my favorite cards and made them my own. Like, here's what this one's saying, except for how I would say it. Uh-huh. So I'm actually pretty proud of this deck. Like, I was just looking through trying to find some that I really like, and I couldn't like pick out my favorites, but it's also plastic. And here's one that says decide, right? Like, that's like a normal thing that, an oracle deck would say. Mm-hmm. And then it says shit or get off the Starbucks sidewalk, and it has a picture of a girl shitting on the sidewalk in front of Starbucks. Because do you remember when that happened?
No.
Yeah, it was like mainstream, like national news, this girl totally shit on the Starbucks sidewalk.
When was that? Where was that?
It was, God, it had to have been in Florida. You know that.
Oh, of course. Or Texas. It's either Florida or Texas.
It was like years ago, but I feel like people should know about it. Some of these are a little too inside, but I have twin flame. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's about time for some irrational emotional drama, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And the artwork, I wish people could see the artwork on here, but definitely go to my Instagram on Tarot Mood because there's pictures of a lot of it there. In fact, there's one on there that's really funny about Jesus watching you journal. I can't remember it exactly. there's manifest that shiz. Think real hard until a miracle pops out your butt and this girl is farting out a house.
She's farting out a house.
Yeah.
I just need to say that's the first time that those words have been uttered on Witchcraft Off the Beaten
Path. I'm saying it. It's very creative.
It is.
I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, I bet.
I got two more. So it says Control Alt Delete, and it has a picture of a computer with fear, regret, and the patriarchy. And it says end task, cancel slow, shitty, unresponsive programs.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then tits out, you about to be famous, and this girl has her tits out. And that's kind of from the star in the tarot deck too, because then in the star in the tarot deck she says she has her titties out, you know, and she says you about to be famous.
So who did the artwork? Did you do the artwork for your oracle deck?
I did. It's
you did all the artwork, and I have not yet been able to see the deck. I think I've got one coming. Is that
yes,
right?
I've got some a whole box of stuff coming for you.
Thank you so much. Well, I mean, like, seriously, I'm going to talk about your shit. So
awesome.
Tarot Mood or Mood Tarot?
Well, it's called Tarot Mood. Like, the group is called Tarot Mood and stuff, but a lot of people call it the Mood Tarot. So it's really interchangeable.
It just says mood on the box. So it's like, I think I just have fallen into this thing of, in my brain, calling it Mood Tarot.
I interchange them all the time. So
did you know there are 4 tablespoons in a quarter of a cup?
No, I did not.
Oh, there are. Are you more of a tarot or oracle reader yourself?
Tarot. Oracle's for bitches.
So are you marketing just to bitches?
No, and I joke. My friend Bob and I have like a running joke where we just really drag oracle readers hard. Like, just is like, I have all these memes on my tarot, on my IG and stuff, because I'm like just making fun of them. But I seriously actually love oracle decks. I think they're really cool, and I have a few. Yeah. And I made one. So obviously, like, I'm just joking. But I feel like, you know, tarot is structured, and there are, you know, key, right. You know, there's things that you need to learn to be able to read it. But with an oracle deck, you just go with the flow, or you take the one word on or a small message on the card. And to me, what I do is I do a tarot reading with one oracle card as just an overall tie-in to the whole reading. And it's so interesting how it always really does tie in perfectly to the reading. So I think they are powerful tools of divination. My main tool is the tarot for sure. And then the oracle is an add-on. And then also a pendulum.
Oh, listen. Right here.
Beautiful.
I use the pendulum more than anything else. And I have
Great?
All over the house, and I have them in my purse. There's like, I'm gonna get my living room pendulum real quick, you know, whatever.
Right.
I gotta tell you, I'm a huge big fan of the Book of Answers by Carol Bolt. Have you used this before?
No.
Okay, well, let's do it right and fucking now. Ask me a question.
Woohoo!
You want an answer to.
Okay. Is Maxwell's tarot campaign going to double fund?
Is Maxwell's tarot campaign going to double fund? Okay. The answer is in your backyard.
My husband is mowing the lawn right now.
Where's Maxwell?
He's in the living room.
Okay.
So that's weird.
Yeah. Let me do that one more time. Is Maxwell's tarot campaign going to double? Be kind. I don't know what. You know what? It ain't feeling me today, Evan.
I guess not, but I do want to get that. That looks cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. And I learned from Mortellus how to divine with a D20 die.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything that is, and you have to consecrate it to your needs, obviously. Anything even numbered is a yes. Anything odd numbered is a no. So that's. I mean, like, I don't know why I'm fucking thinking about that. I've been doing this for close to 35 years now. That never crossed my mind. So you're more of a tarot reader, not so much of an oracle reader, but do you read your own oracle deck?
Oh no, I do use it. And like I said, I just pull one card with my reading of tarot. Like, you know, with tarot, I usually do. It's a 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards. So okay. I do like the same spread for everything. It's kind of like I call it a relationship spread, but it could be your relationship to a person, a relationship to work, a relationship to your health. Mm-hmm. So there are different aspects in it. And then I throw in an Oracle card. And if I'm talking, like if I'm doing a reading at my shop, I use just the regular RWS and I use the Earth Magic Oracle deck.
Okay.
And so they're very tame. And if I'm doing one online, it's usually for somebody that is a fan and I use my crazy stuff.
Do you have your Oracle deck with you?
Yes.
Would you pull a card for me?
Yes. Wait, for the Oracle or the Tarot?
The Oracle just right now. We'll do Tarot close to the end.
Okay. Yes. I'd love to pull a card. Do you want a generic card or do you want to have a question? You just want to...
I kind of want a generic card. If I have questions, yeah. I'm not going to say them out loud on my podcast. Right. Is that boil going to heal? You know, no, just a generic general card pull. And thank you, by the way, Ms. Witch.
You're welcome. I think, okay. So now this is it says 1111 and mm-hmm. it has flying penises on it. With, they're flying unicorn penises. Excuse me.
Flying unicorn penises.
Yeah.
That would hurt really bad.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I guess there is something to be read into the card there in that aspect as well. But the way I read this card is the Make a Wish card. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of also a manifestation card in a way because you make your wish and it will happen.
Oh.
And in your case, you will wish for no unicorn horns on your flying penises.
Yeah. So let me clarify. It's flying penises that have unicorn horns, not unicorn penises, right?
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah. Big old schlong on a unicorn. That's, I embrace weird and that's weird.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a Make-A-Wish manifestation card for me.
Yeah. Right? So what do you wish for?
I don't know. Like right now I'd love biscuits and gravy.
There you
but
go.
I mean, like
just
I could make
it
that happen.
A little bit louder and see if your husband hears it.
Donuts. If we're going that route, it's going to be donuts. Were you aware that female praying mantises most often cannibalize their sex partners before he's even done copulating? She'll just turn around and like eat his head right off of his body while he's back there trying to just live his best life. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. Now you do. What is your supervillain backstory? Tell me about you and your upbringing and things like that and your spiritual influences, if there were any.
Oh, wow. Well, my family is very evangelical Christian.
Same girl.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So yeah, actually my mom got onto my email list somehow recently, or this was like last year. We are not talking to them because I said something about JFC referring to Jesus fucking Christ, his dad and his dad's creepy ghost friend you know, approving of this Kickstarter campaign, and my mom sends me a text of the screenshot of this and says, are you referring to our Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I'm like, get off my email list, Ma.
Cat's out of the bag, huh? Oh my god. So did she have any inkling?
No, I'm going to hell.
Oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
Well, I'll see you there. I'll save you a seat at the devil's dinner table. Did she know beforehand or was this like you're coming out?
No, she knew, but she just didn't know
the extent.
Like, the extent of, like she knew that I was doing tarot cards and that it was for fun and everything. Like
for fun. She
just, that's what she-
Sure, Mom, I'm a party trick. There's nothing else to it.
Well, you know, like I'm not too offended by that, like, you know, that part of like the story, but yeah. So anyway, like totally grew up like shamed in every way in my life by my entire family.
Same girl. You're at the right place. You're amongst friends here.
And yeah, and that's why when I say I think that it's the funny, it comes from tragedy. Like I really do think that these are coping funnies.
Oh, listen, my entire sense of humor was based around a coping mechanism. I honestly believe that. I mean, and I had, you know, nobody had a perfect childhood. Nobody did. So I'm not the exception to any rule when I say, no, my childhood had good points, had a lot of good points, and had a lot of really low, dark, black points that I can't forget about, you know, but that's where your defenses are born, right? And I'm not saying something good came out of, you know, being molested or whatever, but that's where my sense of humor came from. That was my armor.
So that's my origin story, is just that, you know, like, you know, when your parents are your first bullies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you really have to, like, find a friend within yourself. And I think that it has helped me a lot. And not only the things that my creativity, but my drive. So, you know, a lot of people could come up with something, but do they put it out there and make it happen? Not usually.
Yeah.
And I keep doing it, you know, twice a year, I'm putting something out.
Yeah, you fucking
and
do.
I really enjoy it. And I think I got that from my mom too. You know, my mom was self-employed. My stepdad was self-employed. My dad is self-employed now. So I have a strong, like, entrepreneur background too. And so I got that from them too. So like you said, there's good points too. And you can't complain about everything.
Sure. Do you still have a relationship with your parents, or is it sort of surface at this point?
No, like,
out of necessity.
Yeah. It's, like, my mom sent me a birthday present, but we do not speak, because I honestly, when she sent me that message about, you know, disapproving of my humor and my marketing techniques, I felt that to be sort of like an internet troll. Like, honestly, the internet trolls are better than that. Like, you know, like, don't freaking call or mess me up and troll me for what I'm doing. And so she felt disrespected, and I felt extremely disrespected. And so we just haven't talked, but this is something that's been going on. We haven't talked on and off since I haven't had to talk to her since I've been 18, because I just feel so, just disgusted with her, to be honest. Sorry if this is too deep for everybody.
No, okay. Oh my God. I've said some shit on this podcast.
Okay. And then my dad, he has always he's been married 5 times. Mm-hmm. And every time one of his wives doesn't like me, I'm cut out. And his current wife does not like me for stupid reasons. And so I haven't talked to him either.
Oh, honey.
So yeah, parentless, but I've got my adopted people, you know?
Yeah. So I'm your mom now. Okay.
Done. I'll take you.
Yeah. So, and I approve awesome. Of you. I approve of your marketing.
Thank you.
You're a kick-ass badass bitch, and I'm your fucking mom now.
Oh, by the way, this will make you want to be my mom more. If
oh, good.
For me, my entire family are Trump lovers, and my stepmom thinks Trump is hot. And Putin. Putin's hot.
I just choked on my fucking coffee.
No, I'm not saying that. My stepmom is.
I'm your mom now. You can forget about all that shit. You're like, right? Because, geez. I come from similar people. We do not talk about politics or sex or religion.
Right.
I'm
right.
Bisexual, and I'm not ashamed of that. But some people are, so we don't talk about it. So I have this very somewhat pretty much surface relationship with a lot of my family. I have some very close family members that are not surface, you know, relationships, but I totally get that. Let me tell you also, so I have an episode you might be interested in listening to. It's called
Yes.
Witches and Overcoming Christian Guilt, I think, because I have what I don't know if it's an actual term. I think I came up with this rapture PTSD.
Oh, yes. My mom would read me the Revelations at bedtime.
That's bullshit. And you're going to go to hell.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember being probably 5, 6 maybe, and my mother telling me about, if you're not a born again Christian, you haven't, you know, taken Jesus into your heart as your personal, asked him to come in as your personal Lord and Savior and walk the walk. And not many people walk the actual Jesus walk, but walk the walk, talk the talk. If you don't do that, when the rapture comes, then you stay on earth. And then at some point they'll come around and they'll say, do you want to go to heaven? This is the way I remember the story.
Oh my gosh.
And you either say, no, I don't. And I don't know what happens to you then. Or you say, yes, I do. And if you want to go to heaven right then, because you missed the rapture bus, they will chop your fucking head off. And then you go to heaven.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't know how much of that I have embellished in my brain since I was, you know, like 45 years ago.
Right,
but,
right.
But that's pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I enjoy the Bible as a mythological fictional read.
I mean, there are some good stories in there. There are parables. Right.
A revelation is fun to read.
It's freaky, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, like the angels with the eyes.
That is fucking terrifying, and I love it. I love it. All the things that are coming out, the memes that are like, imagine if this spoke to you. I mean, there'd be a Molly-shaped hole in my door. I would have run through it. The Bible in and of itself, most of it, no, not most of it, a small portion of it, are like worthwhile parables and, you know, mm-hmm. things like, but then there's, you know, like sleeping with your daughter, you know what I mean? And like right. raping people and whatever.
Oh, man.
I just ain't into it, man. It's a mess. Yeah. So I grew up in the same kind of home. So you might want to go back and listen at some point.
I will.
I think it's in season one. It's in the 20s, I think, episode. Okay. It's probably the episode I've gotten the most I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make this about myself. I'm just relating to you right now. It's the episode that I think I've gotten the most feedback about
oh, wow.
people saying, I had no idea that more people than me thought this. I completely related to when you said rapture PTSD, you know, things like that, because that's the kind of thing that if you grow up in what I feel like are abusive Christian churches, because they shame you and they, you know,
abusive. Yeah. I totally also call them abusive.
Yeah.
Well.
If you grew up in an environment like that, you're fucked up. Even if you have changed your mind and like you have, and like I have gone a completely different direction because you believe something different, you're going to be fucked up, man. But you're in good company. You're not alone, you know? So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
All right. So what are your favorite fast food French fries?
Okay. So there's a place in town called Peaches.
Peaches. Okay.
Yeah. And they are really good, like battered French fries. But if I was going to pick something like that everybody knows, I would say Wendy's.
Wendy's has delicious fries.
And I like to dip them in the shake.
That's a thing. That's a thing that I've been doing since like the early 80s, probably.
You're like, it's the mood.
Wendy's changed their fries recipe.
Oh, really?
Not, yeah, they went to like this natural cut, whatever. And then I think they kind of shit the bed. So they've recently gone back to their originals.
Yeah, they're really good.
Let's talk about the Young Witch Tarot now, please. This is so intriguing to me. This is a learning deck that you made,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about it.
So my friend Bob Smithies is the author. He wrote the poems on the cards, and he also wrote the book, which is Carta Award winning. It won 3 Carta Awards this year, one for best guidebook of the year of all the decks. It won runner up for best deck and runner up for best indie deck.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really, really thrilled about that. We're getting our awards soon and we're really happy about that. But my friend Bob is just, he's just one of those friends that I always can like, what do you think about this? And he'll give me all these great feedback, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, just, and he's.
Will he call you on your bullshit? If
yes.
It's bullshit?
Oh yeah.
That's the best kind of
there's
friend.
Been a couple yeah. times. There was a card in the mood deck. I believe it was the 8 of Swords. Where I was gonna make a bukkake joke, and
he thought better of that, did he not?
He's like, Natalie, oh my God. No, and I'm like, no, I'm doing it, and he just kept on me, and you know, usually like we can have a little back and forth disagreement, and I'll do what I want if I want to do it, but I do what I want. But I appreciate his input, you know. But I usually do listen to him, but he was like, Natalie, I'm putting my foot down. You are not doing that, and I'm so glad I didn't, because it, just the way it was like, it was very controversial the way that he was seeing it compared to the way I was seeing it, and so that was just an example. But he's just one of my friends that is, he's really good at tarot, he's really smart, and he was just had the idea to make it was his idea to make the deck, and he would write like 3 or 4 different poems, and we would decide together on the poem that fit the card the best, and then with the book, there are times too that I have to tell him, Bob, you can't say that. You know? This is a kid deck. God damn it, Bob.
So the Young Witch Tarot is, first of all, award-winning. I did not know that. And congratulations. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you. I need to put that on my website for sure. Yeah.
Toot that horn.
Yeah, definitely.
What made you do the Young Witch Tarot?
It was Bob's idea, and I just thought it was a great idea. And I thought it would be nice because to have a new line art, because there's only the old line art, which is sort of spotty. And so I made the new line art and the coloration. Like I picked a nice color palette that would make, you know, feel like bright and cheerful.
Yeah.
And so that was my part of the job, was the art part. And then he did the book and the poems. And then also my part of the job was the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And bringing all the people to gather around that. And we have a Facebook group called the Young Witch Learning Club. I think it's called the Young Witch Tarot Learning Club. I changed it a couple times. But we would just ask people in the group, what do you guys think about this? And do you like this color or this color? Or what do you guys think about this poem? And it was building fans for the deck just by asking people what they thought. And so it just kind of snowballed that was the biggest Kickstarter. We did $17,000 on that Kickstarter.
What was your goal?
Like 8.
Oh man, that's incredible.
Yeah, a little over double.
Okay.
So it definitely, I was really surprised with its success. And then also, so this is supposed to be a secret, but I'm going to tell you and all your followers anyway.
I won't tell anybody.
Okay. Well, Bob doesn't really want me letting like the cat out of the bag, but Rockpool Publishing has contacted me about publishing the deck.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited about that. I sent the decks to, they're in Australia, and they're just waiting to pick up the decks, and then we're going to sign a contract. So, and it'll be for next
year.
That's
amazing.
I know. Yay. I really, you know, I had like, I publish all my own stuff. I didn't expect anybody to like it that much to pick it up. So I was really thrilled about that. And like, it's not, Bob said, it's not a shart yet. It's just a fart. So don't tell anybody.
Not even a shart yet. Okay, well, I promise you, I won't tell anybody.
Okay, okay.
All right. I haven't said a word to anybody, as a matter of fact, personally. So that's really exciting. And is it geared to young people only, or can a newbie also, someone that's just reaching out to find tarot, also learn from that deck?
Honestly, most of our customers are older people that are just new to tarot that just want to learn. It's not mostly kids.
That's awesome.
And then also people that aren't new to tarot that want a deck for their collection, because it is beautiful in a storybook box. Red foil, soft touch paper. It's like we really went all out on the bells and whistles. And so it's really nice for collectors as well.
We're going to talk in a few minutes about what you can do to help other people who might be wanting to make a tarot deck and not know where to start. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, I want to know, what's your go-to weeknight dinner?
Well, my son loves carne asada tacos.
That's because your son's going to win.
Like he street is tacos. A genius. He loves it. So I'm a little burnt out on him by now. Like at first I was like, fuck yeah, tacos every day. It's taco day every day. And now I'm like, okay, like that's enough tacos. But he also likes cheese pizza. And like we pretty much eat what he wants to eat. Oh, I'll tell you, my favorite thing is the filet mignon at Walmart.
Really?
Well, it's only like $10. Uh-huh. And it's not the good stuff like from the good grocery store that's $21. Yeah. But it's... like I just don't like to like really chew the shit out of my meat. Like I like it to be somewhat buttery and easy to chew. That's my favorite. Like anytime that between the shop and me and everything, we make over $1,000 in one day. We have 1K filet day.
Oh, that's cool. A 1K filet day.
Yeah.
That's a cool goal to have though.
Yeah.
That's really kind of neat. A 1K filet day. Go to though. Let's say, oh my God, I've been working all day. Me and my partner are both busy. I didn't thaw anything out. Here's what I'm going to make.
DoorDash.
What would that be?
DoorDash.
DoorDash. Fuck yes.
I have an annual pass, my friend.
Do you really?
Yes.
DoorDash, that's perfect. We have a, well, fuck it, we're getting pizza. We have a really great little mom and pop kind of pizzeria this area. Yeah. So tell me about Love Light and Go Fuck Yourself. Would it be inappropriate also to get that phrase as a face tattoo?
Well, I wanted to call it Cards Against Spirituality, but I talked to a lawyer and apparently that's out of the question. So it was another situation. Yeah, it was another situation where I asked my group, my tarot mood group, like, what do you guys think would be a good name for this? And actually they helped with quite a few of the cards as well. I should read you, let me grab the cards. So like I said, it's kind of like a Cards Against Humanity. So like, if you've seen that game, like it's fashioned exactly like that. And so like, I just pulled some example cards. So this one, the purple card, which is when I try to meditate, I can't stop thinking about blank. And so I've pulled some white cards here, and these are options to fill in the blank to most, in a funny way, answer this question. So when I try to meditate, I can't stop thinking about a Bigfoot fart. When I try to meditate, I can't stop thinking about being possessed by Teal Swan. When I try to meditate, I can't stop thinking about cooter magic.
Cooter magic.
When I try to meditate, I can't stop thinking about huge organic breast milk poop.
Oh my God. What the fuck? What the fucking hell? I need to have that.
So yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. And that can be purchased on your website as well. Yeah, right?
NatalieMeraki.com is got all my products.
And that is NatalieMeraki.com. And I will spell that for you real quick. Natalie is common spelling, but it's N-A-T-A-L-I-E. Meraki is M-E-R-A-K-I. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And how much is the Love Light and Go Fuck Yourself on your website?
It's $42 because that's a spiritual number.
Well, I mean, obviously it's probably $42 because it's worth it.
Well, yeah. The thing about the Indie Deck, all of my decks are around $40. And that's because Indie Deck prices are a little higher than mass produced decks because we can only order, 1,000 at a time. And so we don't get good deals on them. And so the range of an indie deck is between $40 and $100. I personally have never seen a $100 deck, but I know they're out there. But I put mine at the very low end of that at about $40. Okay. The Young Witch is 50, but that's because, like I said, we put in all those bells and whistles.
Sure.
It cost me a lot per deck to make them. So I had to charge a little more for them. So that's why they're a little more pricey than a mass produced deck.
Okay. But just don't apologize for your price of quality. Okay. Because seriously, that's,
and they are quality.
As your mom, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Slack. Thank you, Mom. You're welcome. Do you also have an Etsy?
Yeah, I do have an Etsy. It's Meraki Metaphysical GS, which stands for gift shop. I'm sure you can just search Meraki Metaphysical. And I've, on that, I also have some crystals. I have some really beautiful amethyst cathedrals that I just got in Denver. Oh,
shit, I gotta go look.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Free shipping. And they're like near wholesale prices. I hardly mark them up at all. Like all my friends from Florida that buy them are like, damn, these would be like four times as much here. So, and then I've got and the decks and everything, and then just some crystals, which I don't have as like everything in my store on there by any means. And I'll also make like some spell kits, like a love spell kit.
Oh, nice. Okay, excellent. So, would you prefer me as a listener right now who wants this deck? Would you prefer I buy it from NatalieMeraki.com or from Etsy? Is one or the other more beneficial to you?
Definitely the website, because Etsy takes fees. They take about 8%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But still, you do have some cool shit on your Etsy. I'm sorry, not shit. Stuff. You have some cool metaphysical things. That shit's my everything word. So
it's fine. It's all shit.
It's all shit. Did you know that dolphins call each other by name? Like, what would your name be if you were a dolphin?
Do you remember that that movie, the with the fish, the mermaid that...
Yeah. What the hell is that with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, and she was riding on the back of his motorcycle or whatever. That's like my only memory of that. But he asked her name and she was like,
would that be your name?
Yeah.
I think mine would be Wilhelmina.
Oh, that's very cute.
Or just like Slippy. That's, I think I'd be, you know, dolphins have,
they're like, very slippy. Skin. Yeah.
Very smooth. What was that movie called? Splash.
Splash.
Okay, there we go. I feel kind of stupid, but whatever, it was called Splash. Let's talk about the shiny bee who fell out of place. That's a yeah. children's book that you've written.
Yeah, I did the art as well. And it was like one of my first projects, actually. I did not kickstart that one. I just published it on Amazon. And this was before I had any Facebook friends, I was in any groups, I had any following, like, it, you know, just really, really independent. But I was just laying in bed and I just sat up and I wrote this book in 5 minutes.
Oh my God. That's muse. That's magical. Yes,
I totally just like downloaded this book and just came out of me, and I'm still proud of it. Like, I think it's perfection. Like, not to be like tooting my own horn or anything, but I'm just like, oh my God, this is so cute.
I'm your mom. Toot your horn.
And yeah, so the story's like really good. And I did all the artwork with watercolor, and I didn't even use, like, now I use an iPad Pro. This was all watercolor on take to a board, you know, like I had 20 boards throughout my room, which is everything all story boarded out. It was really fun. It's still selling. And then I made another book, the Chehalem Valley Children's Play. And that one was a little more, like,
please say controversial.
No, it was just a little more like, I don't want to say forced, but it didn't come to me like the shiny.
Oh, it wasn't
like,
quite as organic. It
wasn't quite as organic. Yeah. But I still think it's a good story. And that one was sort of like half, real watercolor, half digital. Mm-hmm. And that one's not as popular. It hardly sells at all, but it is a cute story too.
What is it called again?
It's called Chehalem Valley Children's Play. And at the time I was living in Chehalem Valley. So that's why I called it that.
Okay. For those not familiar with the word Chehalem, including myself, that is in Wyoming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oregon.
Oh, Oregon. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
It's
not Wyoming.
A little south of Portland.
Okay. All right. Chehalem Valley Children's Play.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And that can be purchased on your website also?
Yes.
I did not see that when I was there.
Gosh, okay. Now you're making me wonder if I have it, but if I will put that on my website, and by the time this is up, I'll have it up there. And then also it is on.
I'm gaslighting you.
Is on Amazon as well.
Okay. It's on Amazon as well. Okay.
Chehalem is Chehalem.
Okay. Just say that again.
Chehalem.
Chehalem.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know you can spend the night inside a 20-foot long, 12-foot wide potato in Boise, Idaho that's listed on Airbnb for $200 a night?
I sure as fuck did not know that.
That's a thing you know now.
Yes, it is.
I would not deign to be done with this interview without talking about Maxwell's Rainbow Tarot.
Yeah.
Please just give us the lowdown. I love this story. I want to hear the whole story.
Oh, well, it's just kind of like... You know, I see people, it was my idea. Okay. Like, okay. I won't doubt that. Like, he didn't come to me and say, Mom, I want to make a tarot deck, but he like draws just like 20, 30 pictures a day of just, you know, right. anything and everything.
Is your child also an Aries by any
chance?
No,
he's a Virgo. but I had always wanted my older son to do a deck, but he like isn't going down with it. He's 18. But I always wanted him to do a deck and he wouldn't. And so I was like, you know, you got to do one now because the younger, the better, because people are more impressed when the young person does it. And I was like, wait a minute. Maxwell is 6 years old and a prolific artist. Why shouldn't he do a deck? And he was like thrilled about it. And every day he's like, is it time to do our cards yet? And we'd do four cards and he'd be like, want to do more. And then when he'd go to his grandma's, he'd do more cards on his own, just random cards that he would make up. I mean, he just got all into this tarot deck making, and he wants to do another deck now, a sun deck instead of a rainbow deck. And he picked the theme. He knew immediately that he wanted to do a rainbow deck. He loves rainbows. His birthday was rainbow. He has that rainbow hat. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, he's like a big rainbow boy. So he loves it. And every day he asks me how much he made on his Kickstarter. And he had some, you know, questions about what crowdfunding is. And he's just very, very involved. I'm really proud of him. He's doing really great. He's 6 years old and he's made $7,000, you know?
That's pretty cool. Especially giving him such a sense of purpose, you know, like, we're going to get this done. How are we going to do cards today?
Right.
You know, that's so exciting. So
I think that in the entrepreneurship is important mm-hmm. for him to learn young too, because I don't want him to do what I did and work for the man for 15 years before I figure out how good it is to work for yourself. I want him to just uh-huh. come out with, you know, just thriving and working for himself. And so yeah. I think part of, you know, saving this money from this deck is going to help him be able to start a business or something when he's old enough to, you know, and never have to do that. What his dad and I did working at Perkins.
If he wouldn't have to work for the man and he could make his own money and make his own hours and make his own rules. That's pretty cool. If you're especially since it seems like you come from entrepreneurial people.
Yes.
What you were describing earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Maxwell's Rainbow Tarot. I mentioned in the intro, your intro, that it's like 3.5 by 2.75. So it's a small deck for small hands.
Right. It's not super small. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just like, I think they call it bridge size or something.
Bridge size cards.
Yeah. And I did the 300 GSM card stock too, because most people use 350 for like a good quality stock, but I wanted it to be a little more flexible. Mm-hmm. To be able to shuffle, and even at 300, sure. it's still like kind of a little bit stiff and very, yeah. very quality. Like, I don't even know why people get 350 GSM, because 300 feels exactly the same to me. But I mostly do work in plastic, so
that PVC is amazing.
Yes,
it's amazing. I have to tell you,
it shuffles so good.
It is like, it shuffles like butter.
Yes,
and seriously,
it's like air, like just like the cards just bend.
They do. I'm going to shuffle my deck real quick so that you can hear. I got to tell you, one of the worst things when they're new and they're too large and they're too stiff, and you yeah. just can't shuffle them. And I'm actually like I'm a poker shuffler this way.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. I also do the flippy thing, but that looked dirty. Sorry. here's how the deck sounds. Here's how the Tarot Mood deck sounds when being shuffled. Ready? It's buttery. It's yeah. easy. There's no, and Amy Blackthorne said, I didn't have like fatigue in my hands or something, or, you know,
right.
Like chafing, because when she reads all day for people.
Oh, right.
So that's, it's perfect. It's wonderful. They're just.
Yeah. Purr.
It is a purr, isn't it? It's a purr like a kitten. It's wonderful. So Maxwell's Rainbow Deck is available for pre-order right now.
Yes. And that's okay. on my website. And then I think the Kickstarter will be over by the time this airs. So just head over to my website and pre-order it, and it'll be ready. I'm saying July, just in case anything happens with shipping, but probably May.
Okay. Okay. So this is airing on March 30th, and the Kickstarter will be done by March 30th. Is that right?
April 2nd. So you'll still have, if you want to get in on the Kickstarter train, you will have time to do that
too. Yeah. If you're hearing this on the day it came out, it's Wednesday, you have till Saturday. So it's really, and you can get that on your website. Anywhere else than your website?
No.
Okay. So just on nataliemeraki.com. We were talking about what was the Tenacious D? Oh, Mind Bullets, right?
Yes.
Did you know that Jack Black's parents were not only literal rocket scientists, but also they were polyamorists and members of the religious sex cult Family Synergy?
No, that's amazing.
Well, now you do. All right. So wow. here's one of the most exciting things about this interview. I've been so excited about talking to you about, because I'd be lying if I didn't say I had wanted to make decks in my past, and I kind of still do. So please tell me about your online class that's called Making Tarot, A Guide to Making Tarot and Oracle Decks. You're actually teaching people how to get their tarot or oracle deck out there. That is the least competitive, most compassionate thing I've ever fucking heard. That's amazing. Thank
you. That's exactly what I want to do with that, is really just, you know, do all those things for people. Because when I did my first campaign, I was just watching every single YouTube and reading every single Kickstarter blog post and every single backer kit blog post, and just like soaking in every, and my first two campaigns were picked as Project We Love by Kickstarter, because I just really like, I don't know why my other ones haven't, because I followed the same formula, but I really like learned their formula. And then after I learned how to do that, I had to learn, well, where am I going to get these decks, and how do I get these decks out internationally, and how do I get, you know, how do I ship these out? Do I need what kind of printer do I need? How can I get the best shipping prices? Where do I advertise these decks? You know, I had to learn all of that from scratch. And I thought, I have all of this knowledge now. Why don't I just write it all out? So I have a 25-page PDF that goes through the beginning of the process, like where you're creating it and trying to decide if you want a partner to create it with you, or if you want to do it all your own, all the way through to the marketing. And the thing about and it's illustrated too. I did some illustrations for it just to, you know, make it fun.
Yeah.
But the thing that I think is really important that comes with this PDF is the mentorship. So if you have a question any point along the way, for one, it comes with an hour long, right up front, hour long call. And if you need to split that up, like you only have 30 minutes of questions now, and maybe 30 minutes later, we can do that. But honestly, I would talk to somebody on the phone anytime they wanted. I would never be like, sorry, you used your hour. I am here for you. If you have questions, message me anytime. And you know, and in the guide, I made a business plan. I made a list of resources for where you can get things like add-ons, like if you want to make stickers, if you want to make bags, if you want to make altar cloths, pins, all these resources like are there for you. And if you need a printer, I'll hook you. I will directly put you in a group with my printer and tell them what you need and make sure that they answer your questions correctly and that everybody's understanding each other. So it's the mentorship is what really I feel like is a good part, makes that a good deal.
God damn. I don't make any money on this podcast whatsoever, right? I'm unsponsored on purpose. I don't want to be sponsored. I don't want this to be the kind of thing where it's like, it's my job and I have to do it.
Right.
Because I have a lot of shit going on in my life. I have mental illness, like most people, you know, in the world do.
Right.
Physical ailments, whatever. So I didn't want it to be the kind of thing that I got paid for. So what I wanted it to be was a place where I can lift up other people, like artists, like authors, like musicians, like, you know, creators of tarot decks. And I feel like that feels good to me, you know, to not be breaking anybody down and, you know, like talking shit about people on my podcast and actually lifting people up, because I want people to hear about, you know, Ginger Doss's new song, SJ Tucker's new stuff, you know, Daniel Katzik. I want them to read Mortellus's new book, The Bones Fall in a Spiral. I want them to read Amy Blackthorne's new book, Blackthorne's Protection Magic. And I sure as shit want them to take your online class, because you, who's listening right now, have probably thought, I would make a really good tarot deck someday. Because I thought that too, you know? Like, if you're creative at all, and here you are, lifting people up, encouraging them to follow a dream and showing them how to do it. So, as your mother, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's really fucking awesome. So, how much does this online class cost for the PDFs?
It's only $97.
Really? So, for like under $100, you could learn how to make your own fucking tarot deck, get it printed, published, and the thing is, distributed.
You're probably going to make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars off this deck, and it's passive income for life. You know, this, you just have to throw it on Amazon and you're going to make money off that. I sold 4 decks in my sleep this morning.
Wow.
And I sell decks in my sleep quite often. or I'll be shopping and selling decks. I'm like making money on shopping. So it's really worth $100 to make thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And it does not have to do all that research. And then maybe even you don't find all the good research, and maybe you like, don't make mistakes with these printers. There are predatory printers out there.
Oh, sure.
And if as soon as they see anything about a deck on Facebook, they're going to be messaging you every which way they can on every platform. And some of them are not good printers. And so it's like, I can help you avoid that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Having mentorship is very important too. That's so cool. I have to tell you, I've long wanted to create a tarot deck or oracle deck myself. And my husband does too. It'd be kind of nice to collaborate, he and I.
Yes, that would be
really
great.
Cool. So we're going to be talking about that, I think, soon.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
One last thing before we end this. Would you sing me a song?
Yes, I would love to sing you a song.
Okay. All right.
Well, we were doing a show about the devils, you know, when Satan came right out and asked to play. We said, you sure you want to do this? He said, I ain't that bitch, Anubis. We said, well, these here cards will fuck up your whole day.
So when I ordered, that was great. When I ordered my my mood tarot deck from you, I also ordered the Devil's Uno sticker.
Yes.
My husband has appropriated my sticker. So he has a bunch of really cool stickers and stuff on like a box he's got. And that it lives there now. So he was like, do you have plans for this sticker? And I was like, well, I mean, I did, but you know, I was going to just put it on my box actually, you know,
because then put it on my box.
Put it on my box. Yeah. So that's what she said. So Maxwell's Rainbow Tarot is available for pre-sale right now on Natalie's website. And you can also find the Tarot Mood Deck, which I highly recommend, and the Mood Oracle Deck, which I cannot wait to get my grubby giant. Look at how big my hands are.
They're not that big. They really aren't.
Hands are. And the Young Witches Tarot Deck as well. I would like to thank my super incredible Aries guest, the amazing and funny and wonderful Natalie Meraki. You can find her on nataliemeraki.com. And again, that's NataliMeraki.com. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me. And I hope this is not the last time we do this.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you for having me. And you can also, if you're a Kickstarter person, just follow me on Kickstarter, because then you'll get emails from Kickstarter every time something comes out from me. So
excellent. And you can find her on Etsy. Do you have any sort of fan page on Facebook or anything?
Instagram, Tarot Mood. I have a Tarot Mood Facebook page, but I just kind of have let it go. Instagram for sure. And then also, if you want to look at my crystals, I post every day, everything for sale at my shop, my crystal shop on Meraki Metaphysical on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/Meraki Metaphysical.
Well, again, I want to thank Natalie Meraki for being here today. And again, you're my first episode of season 3. So this is kind of momentous for me.
Amazing.
There's a brand new episode every other Wednesday or so. And as always, if you have questions or comments about this or any other episode of this podcast, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and sort of TikTok. I'm not great. Sometimes I'm on TikTok. I will try to make a TikTok about this interview. In fact, you and I might do a little something in a moment about the interview for TikTok.
Okay, yes. And I forgot.
You do
as well. Meraki Metaphysical. Yeah, Meraki Metaphysical.
Meraki Metaphysical. All right, excellent. And if you haven't found me on TikTok yet, I don't remember what my handle is. So I'll put it on the Facebook thing. So wash your hands often. Right now, I have listeners who say this every time. Wear your goddamn motherfucking mask. You don't have to wear it everywhere anymore, but just be safe, be cautious. Get your vaccination and booster if you can, if you're not one of the people that is highly allergic to it or that it can damage or harm you in any way, and if you haven't gotten it already. May you never hunger and may you never thirst. As above, so below, and as within, so without. I'm Molly Dyer. This is Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path. Hey, Natalie, did you know it's illegal to flush a toilet after 10 p.m. in Switzerland?
No, I did not.
Yeah, if it's yellow, let it mellow. And if it's brown, Let it smell well.